good evening, or I guess technically good morning, because it's 1:03 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, which means it's time for my radio show. This is Tuning Out, and I am Michael Bachman, DJ Bach, as they say. So, yeah, today you may notice right now the absence of the soothing sounds of my co-host's voice. They will be here in 10 minutes, don't worry. So for now, you'll have to listen to the soothing sounds of my voice. So, you know, enjoy, I guess. And today is going to be some jazz. I tried to do like higher energy, like big band jazz type songs. Ironically, because my co-host Day requested that, and he's not here yet. But like I said, he'll be here in 10 minutes. So next time I tune in the chat, you will hear there, you know, just wait and the show will get better. I promise, please. So yeah, we're going to start off with some Oliver Nelson, Count Basie, and Dizzy Gillespie. If you are not an avid jazz listener, I recommend listening to as much as possible because it's kind of awesome. I'm a little biased because I played jazz drums in high school and, well, in middle school too, I guess, but we were bad enough back then. I don't know if you can count it. So yeah, I guess in the meantime, just enjoy the music. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
So they say. Okay. Oops. No flaws on this radio show, everybody. So that was Dizzy Gillespie with Manteca. Before that, we had Count Basie with The Kid from Red Bank, which, might I add, has a incredible album cover. It's called The Atomic Mr. Basie. And the album cover is just an atomic bomb, like mushroom cloud, that just says Basie above it. And on the bottom left corner, it says E equals MC squared for some reason.
That's tough.
And that was in, like, what, like 19... I'm not going to try and get a year. And we started with Oliver Nelson with Au Bientôt. I don't know. Some French thing. I don't know. So, Jazz. Oh, yeah, Day's here.
Oh,
say hello,
what's
everybody.
Up? What's up? You should tune in tomorrow for Bruno Mars. Shameless self-plug.
Instant shameless self-plug. Didn't even get a chance to introduce yourself. Yeah, Day has a show tomorrow at 1 a.m. Same time as this. He's going to be listening to the new Bruno Mars album. And just by chance, I will be there too.
Whoa.
What?
That's so amazing.
Yeah. So you get to listen to me 2 days in a row, as you often do.
That's very cool. And, you know, maybe Bruno will have some jazz and you can be, like, commentating on that.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, Bruno Mars, has he stepped into the world of jazz before?
No, but he could.
He could.
That's the beauty of Mars.
I thought the beauty of Mars was, like, the red sand.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Man, I'm so funny. Get it? Red sand.
I get it, yeah.
Should I explain it more? Would that make it funnier?
You should explain the jazz more.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So, those of you who have never listened to jazz before, it's usually intro, which is structured, then a bunch of solos, and then an outro, which is the same as the intro. So all that's written is like the skeleton of the thing, which is like the chords for the intro, and then they kind of solo over those chords during the middle.
Mm.
Sometimes you have like, there's like pop jazz, which is like when they write the whole song, you know, and there's not much soloing. I mean, it's all kind of soloing, but, like, I don't know. They're, like, shorter songs, and they're kind of all written.
Yeah.
But this next one is Jam Blues, which is a very fitting name because it's just a bunch of dudes. I'm gonna read them all. It's Flip Phillips, Benny Carter, Oscar Peterson, Charlie Parker, Barney Kessel, Ben Webster, Johnny Hodges, and Charlie Shavers. How many was that?
Eight.
Eight people jamming to a song. And it's 15 minutes long, and I like it a lot. I was in a jazz band camp in 7th grade, where in between, like, kind of breakout groups, kind of, where we would go and play with our, like, instrumental groups, we would come back together as, like, the whole camp, and then the guy would talk and, like, play a song. And then you getting bored? Sorry. I'll hurry things along. Anyway, and one of the days he played this one, and he didn't tell us how long it was, and it just kept going on and on, and then everyone was kind of like looking around at the end, and we're like, are you serious?
That's beautiful.
But I like it a lot, so. Still listening to it after all these years. What do you know? So yeah, this is Jam Blues by Flip Phillips, Benny Carter, Oscar Peterson, Charlie Parker, Barney Kessel, Ben Webster, Johnny Hodges, and Charlie Shavers. Those sound like old names, don't they?
They do.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
These cats are cooking. Oh my god. Oops.
I thought that was going to be an amazing intro.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no, because it's time to read. Fortunately, no, because it's time to read the PSA.
Here we go.
Public service announcement.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio.
It's very presumptuous of you to say that my home is a good one for a dog.
Is
when
it?
I live in a college dorm.
You know what? You might actually, let's not include you in here.
I feel like maybe multiple people listening to this are college students.
What about fish?
Man,
that's fine.
I could own a fish, yeah.
Yeah, like a little goldfish.
Like a, yeah. My brother had a betta fish at one point.
Excuse me?
A betta fish?
A betta fish?
Well, yeah.
I wanted like alpha fish or sigma fish.
That's a very common fish type, I think. You've
Is
probably
it?
Seen. I think Merlin was a betta fish.
Merlin?
Yeah.
From Finding Nemo?
From John's fish tank.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, Marlin was the
Finding Nemo.
Fish, yeah.
Gold.
I also, my family also had two goldfish, fun fact. Named Goldie and another one that I don't recall.
Was it Lox?
Unfortunately, no. Well, because Goldie is the name of the mascot of University of Minnesota.
Oh, was it Gopher?
Yeah, Goldie Gopher. How'd you know that?
No, I'm saying it's the other fish called
Gopher. Oh, Gopher.
And I know you, Minnesota Ball. I don't even have to cross that bridge across, like, the river.
Yeah, wait, what? I told you about that. I must
You did.
Have. Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Who cares about my goldfish? It's the radio. So yeah, we're gonna play some more jazz. We're gonna play excuse me.
I would care about that fish if it could play jazz. If
Here,
it could
talk
play...
a little bit where I cough.
I never had a goldfish ever, I think. Probably for the best, to be honest. But I would like a goldfish if it could play jazz.
Man, wouldn't we all? A jazz playing goldfish is probably the coolest thing on the planet.
What songs
Apart
would
from
they play?
Oscar Pettiford and Herbie Hancock, we're going to play Bohemia After Dark and Cantaloupe Island, respectively.
Wow.
Was that natural? I think so.
How about we get on with it?
No. I think the more meta we get and the more we talk about how we're doing on the show, the better it is.
The better it is. Not the worse it is.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
And I think right now... Stop. Play Bohemia After Dark by Oscar Pettiford on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We'll be right back. All right, that was Cantaloupe Island by Herbie Hancock. Before that, we had Bohemia After Dark by Oscar Pettiford. And we have 13 minutes left and one song that is 10 and a half minutes long. So as long as we're able to talk for about 2 minutes here, then we should be good on timing.
Yep.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? That's a deep question.
Nope, second favorite color.
Green.
I agree.
Second flavor?
I would say my first favorite is like a forest green type thing. Second favorite? Third favorite.
Be honest. Don't do some sort of like jade green. Just say.
I don't know. Orange.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good take.
Thank you. Yeah, man. So, what do you got planned tomorrow?
Wake up. Mm-hmm. Step one. Mm-hmm. Step two.
Probably like 1 a.m. or 1 p.m.
Well,
I'm probably gonna wake up around noon ish.
Low key, it's a strat. You should not wake up and have someone say to you good morning. You should wake up and someone says, "What's wrong with
you?"
No,
they should say good morning and they go, "Well, I guess it's actually afternoon now." And then you like look at them with like the most dead stare ever and you're like, "What are you talking? Like, man, leave me alone," you know? Yeah, like, I just woke up. Just chill out.
Dude, I might read a book. Could be the move, you know?
It's always the move.
No,
it's been the move for thousands of years.
Thousands?
Reading books? Fine. Reading something for thousands of years. No.
No, I think books
when did the press? Was that like 600, 700, 800, 900?
Like negative 4,000 or something like that.
Thousands of years. Well, you doubted me. You made me doubt myself.
Negative 4,000. That's not true, by the way. I think the Gutenberg press came out in like the 1600s.
And then you had me doubting my doubt, man. When I started with like 600 years, which is still not that accurate, but you know.
You're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm absolved.
Yeah, of course.
Let's get on with it, shall we? This is John Coltrane with Blue Train.
John Coltrane? That's a familiar name.
John Coltrane. He's like the guy in jazz.
Wow.
The saxophone guy.
Exciting.
Yep.
Okay.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Tufts.
Free form.
Radio.
I like that. Thank you.
We'll be right back.